Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today's topic is an issue that I've heard in my office for many years, and I assume other people in the field have also heard, and that is kids and parents telling us about other kids selling their stimulant-based medication for ADD and ADHD to other kids for profit. Now, the concern is that if you have the correct biochemistry, brain chemistry, that the stimulant medications work for, they are beneficial. And if you take them at the proper dosage, they're beneficial. But these kids are just, you know, selling them for $5-$10 a pill, and the individual who is taking them has no idea if in fact they're good for them and if in fact they are the right dosage. So, what happens? Well, I will tell you that in 2004, there is data to suggest that nearly 8,000 emergency room visits were due to methylphenidate or amphetamine, dextroamphetamine medications. The results indicated that these drugs were actually causing more harm for the 12 to 17 population than they were for the 18 and over population. But in either case, both of these population areas were actually visiting ERs for symptoms due to the stimulant-based medication. So now, what can these things do to you if you do not have the right biochemistry and you have the wrong prescription? In other words, you're taking too much, or you're taking it in a way that you're not supposed to, snorting it, chewing it. I don't know what you do, but these people are taking it in different ways. What could happen is you could have respiratory problems. If you're snorting it, by the way, you could have some destruction of the nasal and sinus cavities and the lung tissue. If you're taking it either way, you could have irregular heartbeat, problems with circulation, psychotic episodes, increased aggression, toxic shock, and in extreme cases, death. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. You could also have, you know, withdrawal problems if you take them a lot, which could give you depression, psychosis, restlessness, and extreme forms of agitation. So these are not medications to take lightly and not medications to fool around with. If you have the right biochemistry, they work well. And I have to tell you that my experience is that people who have the disorder and take the medication do not describe themselves as being high or flying. In fact, what they feel is just normal. But if you have a normal kind of biochemistry, you don't have that disorder, and you take these medications, you will be flying, and you will crash. And people take them for studying, but they kind of miscalculate sometimes and take them for studying, but don't take them in terms of taking the test. And so lots of people over the years that I've known have crashed during tests because it ran out. So in any case, it's my position, and all professionals' position, do not fool around with stimulant-based medications. It can do some harm, it can kill you, and it actually is bad in many, many ways. So again, I hope this information helps. Till next time, it's Dr. Gurr.